And finally, move over Kim Kardashian, because our gene of the month is the curvaceous callipyge. That's Greek for beautiful buttocks. It was first spotted back in the early 1980s on a farm in Oklahoma, when the farmer noticed some sheep in his flock with particularly big, muscular bottoms. Tracking down the callipyge gene itself turned out to be quite tricky, because it's inherited in an unusual way known as paternal polar overdominance. This is the only known example of this phenomenon in mammals. Now, animals only get big bums if they inherit a normal copy of the gene from their mother and a version from dad that has just one single DNA letter change. Agricultural researchers are very interested in callipyge because the mutation enables sheep to convert food into muscle 30% more efficiently than their small-bottomed siblings. And as well as the potential for breeding meatier livestock, scientists think it could also shed light on human size and shape, helping our understanding of the genes with a G that affect whether we can fit into our genes with a J. That's all for now. I'll be back again next month finding out how researchers are using genetic approaches to tackle neurodegenerative diseases. If you've got any questions or feedback, just email me. That's genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page. That's nakedscientist.com/Facebook, or by tweeting @NakedGenetics. Don't forget that every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is available on iTunes or online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast has been brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next month for another look inside your genes.